in Randolph County and for miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Rad Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Got a couple in studio today, Gary Rowley and Reuben Owen. You're here at the Sparta Christian Church. You got a kind of a funny event coming up, I guess we could call it.
yes, we do, Jeff. We're really excited about it. We got a group coming in. We hope everyone in Sparta comes out and sees it. It's called Laugh All Night. It's very big in the United States. It's all over. They're actually based out of Orlando, Florida. And it's a nonprofit group. These individuals, I think, from my understanding, they're salary people. So all the money that we make on the passing the hat goes directly to the new missions project.
Laugh All Night comedy concert will be held at the Sparta Lions Club Friday, August the 16th. It begins at 7 p.m. The comedian that they're sending, his name is David Dean, and he's very funny, and we'll probably hear a couple of clips from him during this show. It's 7 p.m. August 16th at the Sparta Lions Club, and it's for everyone, for people of all ages. We want family groups and everybody to come and have a laugh.
All right. All right, I tell you what, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this Laugh All Night Christian Comedy Night at the Sparta Lions Club, hosted by the Sparta Christian Church. We'll be back here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back, 9:34. I'm Jeff. Again, this is The People Speak, talking today with Gary and Reuben from the Sparta Christian Church. Our church is going to be sponsoring a Laugh All Night comedy concert, I guess you can call it, at the Sparta Lions Club coming up this Friday, correct?
Yes. We're all excited about it. It's Friday, August 16th, 7 p.m. at the Lions Club. I guess everybody knows where the Lions Club's here. It's on 510 West Belmont Street over by the park.
So if you go over to the park, you'll see the lion's head.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, this is sponsored by Sparta Christian Church. We're on South Chester Street, actually 800 South Chester Street, down the street from Casey's, but right beside the high school baseball diamond, if for those of you who want to know about that. We're sponsoring this in an attempt to just bring a good, clean entertainment for the community to enjoy, for the entire community to come together. It's for all ages, kids, bring your kids, bring the entire family, and come on out and have a good night.
Mm-hmm. I listened to some clips from David Dean that's going to be the comedian that night. And, you know, you think, you know, there's so much bad comedy, I guess. I mean, you know, you think, can they really make you laugh with good, you know, completely solid, clean comedy? And yes, you can. I mean, he is hilarious. And we've got a few clips here we'll play in a few minutes, but
They really can do that. In fact, we've all heard the other kind of comedy too, mm-hmm. and you wonder, you know, can they actually be funny without without filthying it up, so to speak? But it can happen, and this guy David Dean is very good at it. And this, there is, I'd like to point out here, there's no admission. This is free admission to this comedy show. And nobody has to pay this comedian. He is employed by New Missions. They are a group. They're based in, as Gary mentioned earlier, they're based in Orlando, Florida. And they have an orphanage, I think is what you would call it, in Haiti. And also in the Dominican Republic, they have presence there too. And they're helping, and all of the funds from, there will be a love offering. There's no admission, but there will be a love offering. All of those funds go to new missions and to help support the new missions in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. This David Dean is employed by New Missions, and him and a group of, I think there's, what, five or six comedians that are employed, and they go all over the nation, and they put on these free comedy concerts. And then the love offerings that we take up go to New Missions to support organization in Haiti and Dominican.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and play a couple of these clips from David Dean and just show you how, you know, good clean comedy can make you laugh.
Good clean comedy in Sparta.
You ever get this, parents? You ever get this from your teenage daughter? You're weird. You're strange. And then how does she say hi to her friends? If that's normal, I want to be stupid. Men's conferences are tough. That's really difficult because men don't laugh. I've got men tonight that look like they belong on the side of Mount Rushmore. Make me laugh. I am Stoneface Head. I get calls once in a while from pastors. Brother David, we're having a breakfast Saturday morning, 400 pastors. Would you like to come and share comedy with us? We're going to eat breakfast, memorize the book of Leviticus, and then have you speak. Would you like to be a part of that? And I'm thinking, I'd rather play Twister with Richard Simmons. I'm not doing it. I don't... 400 men laughing like this. Oh, humor. It's good fellowship, isn't it, brother? Yes. Don't laugh. God will strike you dead. Don't do it.
You know, that's kind of one sample, and we got a few more. Well, maybe we've got time. And
yeah. As you heard on the radio, on the tape there, there was a lot of people there. So, I mean, he plays it. Big venues, and we're very fortunate to have this in Sparta. We walked around, myself and Ruben, talking to other churches, informing them what we're trying to do, and basically what we're trying to do is try to get some Christian comedy in this area. And I would hope that everyone realizes that and comes out and joins in. People complain about nothing to do. Well, we got something to do, and we hope you can. I'm going to touch base here real fast before we run out of time. I'll give you a little information on the New Missions. The New Missions formed in 1983 in Haiti, is where it started at, and now it has all kinds of Christian schools over there. It has it provides children with education. They got schools, they food, they feed a lot, medical care, give medical care. So this has been going on for quite some time. It's not a fly-by-night thing. To put it in black and white, New Missions provide churches, schools, church gardens, vocational training, which is probably pretty good, clean water, facility maintenance, and local employment. At this time, they have 10,000 people in school every day, 2 million meals yearly, and they staff it with their own people, their nationals.
And again, there is a comedy concert on Friday night at the Lions Club. Is free admission. There will be a love offering, and the love offering goes to fund this New Missions and their organization and all the good they do in Haiti and Dominican Republic. Come on out. It's free.
And as you mentioned, the love offering, I mean, and a lot of, you know, people a lot of times, actually, I've noticed, will actually give you a little more than what they would if they had to buy an admission ticket. And especially once you hear David Dean and how funny he is and stuff, I think, you know, people are going to want to help out this cause.
Thank you, Jeff. I agree with you that it is very worthwhile. This guy's pretty funny. I mean, he's done this all over the country, and he knows what he's doing. And you heard that clip. I hope you heard that clip a minute ago. And I think Jeff's got another one or two that he's going to play for us here in a little while. But the love offering, you know, We're not asking you to give till it hurts or anything like that, but there will be a love offering. There'll be somebody will pass the hat around and give if you can. So, and it does support that new missions.
All right. I'll tell you what, we got another break to take here, but we'll go into our break with another clip from David Dean, who again will be here on Friday evening at the Sparta Lions Club. And what was the time on that again?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. So, all right. Here's David Dean.
Where's the Sunday school teachers at? Oh, you guys are the best. So patient. Little people in the Sunday school room. The girls are so cute because they're sitting at their table and they're coloring pictures. And they have a really pretty dress and a pretty barrette that matches their shoes, and they're doing pictures. And they are writing the whole Old Testament. Where's the little boys? They're over in the corner eating glue. Scissors sticking out of their temple. I want cookie! I want cookie! And God's up in heaven going, someday they're going to be married. I'm married to a godly woman. We're raising two teenagers right now. I'm married to Saint Betsy. Anybody married to me is a saint. Men, how many of you are married way above yourself? Yeah, all but seven. And those guys are going, did I, dear? I don't know. I gotta have your approval. I did. I'm thankful to have a godly woman as a wife. I'm on the road quite a bit, and I'm thankful that she has godly women that she can turn to when I'm gone. I've never met them. I've read their name in the checkbook. Apparently there's a Mary Kay, never met her before. Is there a Vera Bradley? And a large German woman by the name of Longaberger, never met her either.
And welcome back. We've got about 6.5 minutes left in the program today. And we're talking with Gary Rowley and Reuben Owen from Sparta Christian Church. They're hosting a Laugh All Night comedy concert this Friday night. And Gary, you were talking about the mission that it goes to help support.
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit of history of it. This started actually in 1983 by a couple, and I don't have their names right now. But anyway, in 1983, they moved to Haiti. And they started out in just one tent, and they had a big sign between two coconut trees, basically said that it was the new missions, and they were out to spread the word of Jesus. And the first thing they established was a church, and then they buy the churches, and I think they have 30 churches. I wrote that down somewhere, and I cannot find that. But anyway, I think you have 30-some-odd churches over there right now. And then after they established church, right next to it, they put a school for the educational part of it. And the third thing they do is to try to develop children from Haiti and try to make role models out of them. So those people see them and realize that's the way to go. That's the way to go.
Again, we just keep reiterating, I know, but that's our job here today, I think. This New Missions is an organization. The concert Friday night is free. It's 7 p.m. at the Sparta Lions Building, which is 510 West Belmont, right beside the city park. And there's free admission. There will be a love offering to support this New Missions in Haiti and Dominican Republic. It is for your family. It's for entertainment for all ages. Again, we're Sparta Christian Church is sponsoring this to bring a good, clean Christian event to the community, for the entire community. Mm-hmm. We want everybody from all the churches to come, and even those that don't go to church, come on out. It's good, clean fun for everybody.
And just some of the clips we saw, it shows that you can be funny without getting dirty.
Yes, at one time I didn't think you could. But now I can see it. I've seen it for years, actually, now. But, yes, you can definitely be funny. This guy is good. And you heard the crowds that he usually plays at. And now let's get Sparta. Let's get people. Let's fill that Lions Club up. Please, it's filled up.
You have to put extra chairs up, actually. You know, right?
Yes, that's what we're going to do Wednesday night, to put chairs up. Anybody want to come out, come on out. We'll put you to work.
Well, we'll throw in another clip here from David Dean, just to kind of whet people's appetite a little bit and let you know what you're in for, you know, and it's because it's definitely funny and definitely a good evening for people.
My wife and I, we're raising children right now. We have a 16-year-old son. We have a 12-year-old daughter. How many of you are raising teenagers right now? Yeah. How many of you, your teenagers are up and out of the house? That's why you look so happy and relaxed. Any chance, parents, we could go out in the parking lot afterward, hold hands and build a fire and ask God which teenager to throw into the fire? 16-year-old son, he has not talked to us in 2 years. He talks, but we don't understand him. 16-year-old boys have a language all of their own. It's a combination between Indian chief and caveman. Hey, son, how was school today? Do you have any homework tonight? I'm going to step out of here on a limb. What's the plans for the weekend? Good. Sounds like a lot of fun. We have a 12-year-old daughter. Life is big for her right now. Emotions are running high. Ladies, help me out here. Anything can set this girl off right now. You don't mean to do it, but anything can set her off. Simple things like, would you want more carrots? What does that mean? It means, do you want more carrots? I hate you, I'm going to my room. Alex, what did I say to her?
My dad.
So again, just an example of good, clean, and it's funny.
It really is funny, and he does an excellent job. And you know, that the funniest parts of life come from the house, you know, from everyday in our homes. And if you can point out those things, and then, you know, they really are funny if you just take a second look at them. So.
Right. I raised a teenage daughter, so I understand.
Well, I can say this has been going. This is not a fly-by-night group. Sometimes we see this started in 2004, and it's basically based out of Orlando, Florida. And I'm talking about the Laugh Out Not Out Loud. I'm sorry, Laughed All Night group. And David has been with them for quite some time. So let's get out there and let's support Sparta and support the Christian movement. And we got like 40 some odd churches here. We've touched base with some of them. I don't think all of them. We couldn't get hold of all of them, but we touched base with some of them, and we hope they show up too to give us a Christian atmosphere.
Also, again, Sparta Christian Church is sponsoring this, and we do appreciate Jeff, you and WHCO for having us on here today. We thank you so much for that. So.
That Jeff always does.
It's kind of what this program does. It kind of helps promote things that are in the community in Randolph County area in Sparta. It
sure does, yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, Gary, Ruben, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jeff.
And we'll encourage people to make sure they come out Friday night to the Sparta Lions Club and get there a little before 7. So hopefully, you'll get a good seat. All right. That will wrap things up for the People Speak. I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Thank you.